Hi guys.
Hey, Phoebe.
Hey.
Hey, oh, how'd it go?
Not so good. He walked me to the subway and said, we should do this again.
Oh.
What? He said we should do it again. That's good, right?
No. Loosely translated, we should do this again means you will never see me naked.
Since when?
Since always. It's like dating language, you know, like... It is you.
Oh, you're such a nice guy means I'm going to be dating leather-wearing alcoholics and complaining about them to you.
Or you know, I think we should see other people means I already am.
And everybody knows this.
Oh, yeah. Cushions the blow. Yeah, it's like when you're a kid and your parents put your dog to sleep and they tell you it went off to live on some farm.
That's funny. No, because our parents actually did send our dog off to live on a farm.
Ross.
What? Hello? The Milner's farm in Connecticut? The Milner's. They had this unbelievable farm that they had, you know, horses and then rabbits that he could chase. And it, oh my God, Chee-chee.
So how does it feel knowing you're about to die?
Warden, in 5 minutes my pain will be over. But you'll have to live with the knowledge that you sent an honest man.
Hey, that was really good.
Yeah? Thanks. Let's keep going.
Okay. So, what do you want from me, Damone? Huh?
I just want to go back to my cell. Because in my cell, I can smoke.
Smoke away! I think this is probably why Damone smokes in his cell alone. Relax your hand. Let your wrist go. Not so much.
Oh, thank you. Hey.
All right, now try taking a puff.
Right.
Okay, no, give it to me.
No, I'm not giving you a cigarette.
It's fine, it's fine. Look, do you want to get this part or not?
Here.
All right, now. Don't think of it as a cigarette. Think of it as the thing that has been missing from your hand. When you're holding it, you feel right. You feel complete.
You miss it?
No, not so much. All right, now we smoke. Oh, my God.
Chandler, give me that.
No. You got your options.
You can smoke it like this.
Chandler.
Or you can just hold it in your mouth and smoke it like this.
Chandler, give me this cigarette.
Give me. All right, you try.
Thank you. Okay, how's this?
Okay, that's not bad. All right, now when you're finished, it's really cool if you flick it. You flick it. That's good. All right, you keep practicing and I'll go put out the sofa. To do with the size of a guy's feet.
No. They say it's the same as the distance from the tip of a guy's thumb to the tip of his index finger.
That's ridiculous.
Can I use either thumb?
I'd rather go with the foot theory.
All right, don't tell me. Decaf cappuccino for Joey. Coffee black. Latte. And an iced tea. I'm getting pretty good at this.
Excellent. Yeah. That's really good.
Good for me. It's my bank. What did they do to you? It's not. It's just okay. I'm going through my mail and I open up their monthly, you know, statement.
Easy.
And there's $500 extra dollars in my account.
Oh, Satan's minions at work again.
Yes, because now I have to go down there and deal with them.
What are you talking about? Keep it.
It's not mine. I didn't earn it. If I kept it, it would be like stealing.
Yeah, but if you spent it, it would be like shopping.
Okay, Okay, let's say I bought a really great pair of shoes. Do you know what I hear with every step I took? Not mine, not mine, not mine. And even if I was happy, okay, and skipping, I'd hear, not, not mine, not, not mine. We're with you. We got it. Okay. I'd never be able to enjoy it. It would be like this giant karmic debt.
Taylor, what are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm smoking. I'm smoking.
Oh, I can't believe you. You've been so good for 3 years.
And this is my reward.
Hold on a second, all right? Just think about what you went through the last time you quit. No, you know what? Forget about you. Think about what we went through the last time you quit.
Okay, so this time I won't quit.
No.
Put it out.
All right, I'm putting it out.
Oh, no. I can't drink this now.
All right, I'm gonna go change. I've got a date with Sis Allen again. How's it going? It's going pretty good, you know. It's nice. We're having fun.
So when do we get to meet the guy?
Yeah.
You say today's Monday? Never.
Oh. No, not after what happened with Steve.
What are you talking about? We love Steve. Steve was sexy. Sorry.
Look, I don't even know how I feel about him yet. Just give me a chance to figure that out.
Well, then, can we meet him?
Nope. Sorry.
Joey, let it go.
Hey, why should I let them meet him? I mean, I bring a guy home, and within 5 minutes, they're all over him. I mean, they're like coyotes picking off the weak members of the herd.
As someone who's seen more than her share of bad beef, I'll tell you, that is not such a terrible thing. Come on now, though. Your friends are just looking out after you.
I just wish that once I'd bring a guy home they actually like.
Well, you do realize that the odds of that happening are a little slimmer if they never get to meet the guy.
I know. Do you mind if I whimper a little bit?
Whimper.
Okay, I'm done.
Go, Ross.
Yeah, well, you didn't know Chi-Chi.
You all promise?
Yeah, we promise. We'll be good.
Chandler, do you promise to be good?
You can come in, but your filthy chip little buddy has to stay outside.
Dear Ms. Buffet, thank you for calling attention to our error. We have credited your account for $500. We're sorry for the inconvenience and hope you'll accept this football phone as our free gift. Do you believe this? Now I have $1,000 and a football phone.
What bank is this?
Hey, okay.
Who is it?
Chandler! He's here!
Do I look okay?
One more button.
Okay.
Closed. How about closed?
I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh.
Please be good. Okay? Do you remember how much you all liked me? Hi. Alan, this is everybody. Everybody, this is Alan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Alan. I've heard so much about all you guys.
Thanks. I'll call you tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. Okay, let's let the Allen bashing begin. Who's going to take the first shot? Come on.
I'll go. Let's start with the way he kept picking at, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do this, can't do it. We loved him.
We loved him!
Wait a minute, we're talking about someone that I am going out with?
Yes!
That pimento trick?
I will never look at an olive the same way again.
And did you notice?
Yeah,
that's great.
You know what was great? The way his smile was kind of crooked.
Yes, like the man in the shoe.
What shoe?
From the nursery rhyme. There was a crooked man who had a crooked smile who lived in a shoe for a while.
So I think Alan will become the yardstick against which all future boyfriends will be measured.
What future boyfriends? No, I think this could be, you know, fit.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'd marry him just for his David Hasselhoff impression alone.
You know I'm going to be doing that at parties, right?
You know what I like most about him, though?
What?
The way he makes me feel about myself.
How was the game?